built by an uncle who had gone west and had been successful in finding gold. And so he came back and built in Dixmont a store that was quite a thing after a while. I mean, after it had a lot of history. Well, anyway, he had some money left over. So he came to Northport and had the cottage built. He died in the cottage was built something like in the 1870s. And he died early in the 1880s and left his cottage to four sisters. And one of the sisters was my grandmother, and another sister happened to be my cousin's grandmother, that she and I were very closely connected with all our life until she passed on.
Do you remember that uncle's name that built the cottage?
Yes.
Martin?
Yeah, Martin Stevens.
Thank you.
Stevens, right. And it was called the Stevens Cottage for years and years and years. And up over the door, up over the point in the on the roof there, they always had a piece of board, which was nothing very fancy, and it said Stevens Cottage. I guess that's all gone now. Well, anyway, our two grandmothers came to Northport every year, not for a whole summer because they had business, farm business of their own, but they would often let us come, my cousin and I, and we had a great time, and we brought all our friends there too, you know.
About
and
what year would this have been when you started to come?
Well, we started coming probably in 1917, 18, something like that, because we came usually July after the haying was over, because my father's birthday was the 27th July, and I have all these cards that I wrote back, you know, from Northport, because I wasn't home for his birthday.
Uh-huh.
And I said to my mother once on one of them, find the pencil in the desk and give it to him for his birthday.
Good. Where was home?
Home was in Dixmont.
Okay. How did you get to Bayside from Dixmont?
We came down by way of, we came, when I came, by our time we were in, you know, we had horse and, we didn't have horse and carriages, so we used to come here.
Yes.
But my mother used to come with her, well, it would be her grandmother. I mean her grandmother. And we would, they would come with horse and wagon.
Uh-huh.
And they would stop at Swan Lake and have their lunch. They would start early in the morning,
mm-hmm,
by 5 o'clock. And their wagon would be filled with everything. And I was telling the girls on the way down that we always laughed about it, because this Aunt Laura, she was my aunt, Aunt Laura would always, the room would all be taken up, so she would wear all the extra things she needed to have, like 2-3 petticoats and stuff like that. And they used to hitch their horse in back of the cottage. I think that's interesting, because when we kids started down, that out in back of the cottage was a, well, you could see it was a area where horses had been hitched out there and fed out there and all that sort of
thing. Interesting.
And then finally, when we came into the being of coming to Northport, I would like to say the glory days of Northport, because I know now that you don't agree with that, but nevertheless, the boat, there were two boats that came down. It was the Belfast and the, what was the other one, Bangor?
Camden,
that's right.
And the Bangor.
Yeah, well, there was, the Bangor, I don't think, it was Camden, and as I remember it, it was Camden and Belfast. Well, anyway, they would, in the morning, at night, they would go up to go to Boston. And that was, it was easy enough to go down to the wharf at night, you know, to see all the performance that went on then. But they came back again in the morning, which is anywhere between 5 and 6. But we never missed a trick. We always were there. And you never quite got dressed. So you fit, you put on your clothes going down across the, you know, where the big, what is that? You know, the front of the cottage is a whole big field.
Yeah, the park. The park. Sure.
All right, well, we put on our various garments going down across the park. And you got down there, and the boat came in, and as of course, sometimes it would be foggy, and there would be foghorns round about, and then sometimes it would be hard to even find the wharf. And when they finally did find the wharf, they would throw out these big, thick ropes that had a loop on them, and I might mention too that there was a man that was just like a, just like the station. It was like a station agent that had trains, and there was the boatman. I don't know what he was called, but anyway, he was in charge of everything. And they would have helpers, and they would throw these ropes, the looped ropes out, and they'd go down over the piles on the, and sometimes, you know, if they didn't quite do it quite right, you would feel the motion of the wharf when the boat finally came to a halt. And the wharf was much, much bigger than it ever is now. Much as a big place.
What are some of the other things you and the kids like to do in Bayside besides greeting the boats when they came in?
Well, we always went swimming, of course. We always went swimming because we didn't have fancy suits either. We wore our serge bloomers, shall I say.
Okay.
And we went swimming right down at the end, right down over the, just follow the road right down there nearest to the wharf. And then, of course, later on, we were very much more interested in men, boys.
Yes.
And, of course, the boys always jumped off the wharf.
Yes.
And maybe they still do. I don't know. I'm
sure
not interested in boys now. they would, and that was very exciting, you know, because they'd go down a long way and then come up. Then another thing I remember, we used to always come, our whole family would come on 4th of July. And my cousin had an older sister who got married, and this is some years later. And so we would go down, and of course we fished. We always fished there, but we'd get flat, the what do you call the flatfish there?
Flounder.
Yeah, flounders. I mean, we never kept them. We always threw them back. One time, and one of 4th of July, I remember so distinctly. Oh, it was exciting. He had these firecrackers, and he he tied them on a rock, and they would light the firecrackers, and they'd drop them off the wharf, and they would go off underwater. But I mean, they were heavy firecrackers, and it would go boom. It was exciting. That's all I can say about it. And let's see, what else did we do? Oh, we always went up to the
store. Which store would that have been?
I don't know. Hayes.
Hastings.
All
okay.
Right.
Hastings.
All right, we
what
went up there. That had more groceries, and, you know, we needed a loaf of bread. Well, that's why we went. Or milk, or things like that. But then there was another store down by the park there, down the hotel, across from the hotel, and that had ice cream.
So the kids like to go there, I'm sure.
Yeah. And also cards that you could get a card to send back to your father if he had a birthday.
Do you remember the people who worked in the store, who owned the store?
No, no. Oren Dickey was the man that had charge of all the real estate. And he was some relation to Madeline.
Mm-hmm.
Madeline
Stevenson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they have dances when you were a teenager?
Oh, well, let me think now. No, we didn't. Oh. No, we didn't dance there.
Oh.
We danced at other places.
Okay.
Later on, we went down to the Blue Goose to dance, but that was much later.
Yes. How far would you walk out of Bayside when you were
you
kids?
You mean if we were going to walk out? Out? You mean with the tide out?
No, I mean on the road.
Well. We and another thing we did too, always, we went over on South Shore and dug clams.
Oh.
And brought them back and washed them, you know, washed them in the water.
Yeah.
And brought them back and ate them at the cottage.
Tell me about how cooking and refrigeration worked in the cottage. What kind of a stove do you remember?
Well, I can't mature, I don't know. I don't remember any refrigeration. I can't remember whether we had if we had anything, it would have been an ice box. But I do remember the flush, the toilet. You had a big room that was the living room.
Okay.
Then you had kind of a little dining room, but not as large as this one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there would be a little cozy kitchen, but nobody ever paid any attention to those two rooms. They were always either on the porch or in this big room. But out from the kitchen was a kind of a place where they had a wood box. And I suppose that's how they heated. I don't remember. It was always summer, so I don't know, but it didn't get very cold. And they had this thing that it was a flush. And of course, back home, we didn't have flushes, which was a real exciting thing too. And it had a big box up on top with a chain that hung down. And when you flushed, you pulled the chain, which was another great thing.
What about bathing? How was that accomplished?
The what?
Taking a bath. Was that a possibility?
I don't know. We went swimming.
That was how you did that. Okay. Do you remember anything about how laundry was done?
No, because we didn't stay long. Well, you know, took our laundry home.
So
but as far as walking goes, we walked all around, and we walked up to the Coe Estate. That was where you looked at it with your eyes wide open.
I think people still like to do that as well.
Yeah.
Now, could you tell us exactly where this cottage is?
This cottage is on Park Row.
Yes.
Three cottages down. Am I right, Amos?
I think
there
so. I think it's three.
Yeah.
The homes. I think homes own it present. Right?
Yes. Okay.
And it was an ideal spot. I mean, you could just sit on the porch and see everything that was going on because we weren't the only ones who met the boat. Everybody in town on the campground met the boat.
Sure.
And the little community hall was still there. And I think, as I recall, the movies sometime in my existence, but I never went to the movies there because we had so many other things to do.
Was there a post office?
Was there what?
A post office at the time that
post
you remember?
Post office. I don't know. I didn't. We weren't interested in post office.
Okay.
if we had a card to mail, we just let them have it. I guess at the little house, the little store there.
Okay. Let me see. What else would I want to ask you? That's a lot of great information. How about sports? Did you play tennis or horseshoes?
We just were so excited about the water.
Yes.
Fishing.
Yes, fishing
that
you enjoyed.
Fishing and swimming.
Yeah, and swimming.
Mm-hmm. We got to know some of the kids, you know, in the area. But I mean, we always had each other, and we always had this cottage usually would be open. You know, you came over here.
And who would be staying here at the time?
Well, I don't know. Warren would. Warren, that would have been your uncle. Mm-hmm. And but your mother never was here. Not when I was ever here.
Okay.
Interesting thing, could I tell them about what happened?
You must remember Janet Collins.
Yeah, Janet Collins.
Who's now Janet Patty. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she wouldn't know me because I know she wouldn't, but I mean,
but you
remember
her
because uh-huh. She was kind of special.
Well, you're about the same age.
Yeah. Well, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But one time we came down here. This is when I'm growing up and I knew better. we came down, four of us, you know, one of those little twosome things.
Yes.
And, so we came down, and Warren is with us. It was his doings. Of course, we didn't have any intentions
not.
Of doing
he
anything.
He was 2 years older than you.
Okay.
Well, anyway, we fussed around, and at that time, there was a cupola. What do you call them? You know, a thing built up.
A tower
on top of the cottage.
Which cottage?
This cottage right here I'm talking about.
Okay.
And I remember we all four went up there, and probably it wasn't safe for one to go. But anyway, we all four went up, and I can see the harbor from right now. That was the most thrilling thing, to look out that thing, you know, up there. You could look all over the harbor. There wasn't... The trees that weren't, you know, like now.
Yes.
And, we came down and chitter-chattered and thought of what devil trick could we do. And Warren said, Francis, that's Amos' mother, is coming down the next day. And let's pile up all the furniture, and she'll think that someone's been in and, you know, broken in. So we tugged and we hauled on all of this furniture and put it out there in the kitchen.
And everything.
Everything. One of them was a heavy table that we put.
A mahogany Hepplewhite table.
And Warren was as interested in antiques as Amos is and knew as much about them as Amos does.
Probably as much.
And so anyway, our parting shot was, we put this table on top of some of the chairs, you know, that had cushions in them. Well, and we tittered and teehed and said, oh, isn't it going to be funny when they go back, when they come the next day and see all that stuff. We couldn't wait till somebody went and told us about it, you know. Well, the next day, they never came. In fact, they never came until spring. poor Warren brought his hands and pulled his hair and said, oh, that table will go right down through the chair. Oh, that was awful funny.
That's pretty funny.
And the table presently is in Newburgh.
I'm glad that you have
a table.
So that's my story.
Well, that's a good one. Is there anything else that comes to mind of people that you used to spend time with?
Or? Oh no, we didn't. We just spent time with ourselves.
But this was only one of several places you went to.
Yeah, I mean, they moved around.
Yes,
one
like
other
the
royal time. Families in Europe going from one castle to another. No.
One other time we came, this cousin and I, and we took with us two cousins on the other on the Toothacre side, and they lived over in Aetna. And we spent, I don't know how long we were here, I mean probably about any more than 4 days or so. But anyway, we went through the same performance, you know, going to the wharf and all that stuff. And also we sat in the park. And we got severe sunburns, and oh, it was awful. And the two cousins we brought with us were, well, they weren't used to the place. They were kind of homesick, in other words. Anyway, we the only thing that people told us to put on our sunburns was cream. So here's our backs just you know, couldn't even wear anything on, you know. And we'd take these pieces of gauze and dip them in the cream and go slush, slush. Oh my gosh. We just about died. They cried. Oh, it was awful. That's part of it. And then I was lucky enough, and I consider this luck. I didn't know it, you know, I didn't appreciate it at the time. But I had a friend, we had a friend, my mother and I, that lived with us for years. And and of course we came down too. I mean, my mother and this friend and I, we came for often. What was I going to say on that score? Was something that, oh yes, she said, we ought to go on the Boston boat to Boston. So we made arrangements. My mother stayed at home, but she took us to Bangor, and we got aboard the boat in Bangor. And it was one of the last trips, I mean, the last years, I won't say the last trip, but it was the last the years that the Boston boat went down, and we went on it in Boston and came into Boston Harbor, which was a very thrilling thing, because I've never been in Boston Harbor on by boat since. And then we came back.
I'm glad you had a chance to.
Yeah, I am too. You know, it was only that was my friend that said we should do it, and we did.
And she was right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the closing of an era.
Yeah,
indeed it was.
My grandmother and grandfather would take trips to Boston,
mm-hmm.
and were always invited to sit at the captain's table. That would have been Captain Raleigh from Hamden, and he would, as a gesture of courtesy, he would invite different ones, would send a steward, have them dine at his table. Those were
the glory days, just as you said.
They were the glory days, really.
I'm afraid we're not picking up your voice because of the distance, Amos, so I'm going to thank you very much, Ms. Toothaker, for sharing those stories with us.
Yeah. Pleasure.
Thanks.